Oh, testing. Testing, dude.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777, and by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, howdy, good morning. Jackson here. Melissa's on assignment. We'll see her next week. And in the meantime, we got this radio show about El Paso history, only one of its kind. And we've checked throughout the iHeart radio system and people that know about other cities. They say there's nothing quite like this. And so we want to thank the giants upon whose shoulders we stand, like Leon Metz, who started this. And we picked it up about 2000, 2001, and kept it going. So here we are. And got talking about history today because we are the ones who say Texas history does indeed begin in El Paso, and it does. So another radio show on 690 KTSM AM. Also, you can catch us on iHeartRadio. Go to ktsmradio.com or go to the iHeart app on your radio or on your phone, and you'll wander around in there and you'll find us. And yes, indeed, we're going to have an interesting sponsor today. And actually, it's the city of Socorro, Texas. Oh, my God, that's loud, Andrew. Anyway, but Fight for Your Future, 2020 Census Campaign. They are another sponsor for the month of September. Tone that down a little bit. Good God, the fight's into my head now. 2020census.gov or calling 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 census, especially if you live in Socorro. They are paying us to say that. How about that? We even like that even better. Labor Day. Oh, here's another Labor Day special we got from a sponsor. This is a biggie, Mission Del Rey Southwest. There's a 20% off sale on everything ordered online this weekend. That would be today until 5. And it's also a radio show special, 30% off all merchandise next week. That'll be Tuesday through Friday. If you mention the history show, mention us. Hey, say what? Hey, dudes. And you can go online to missiondelray.com or call 915-440-2140. That's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5 Mountain Standard Time. Next week, 30% off. Give them a holler. They got neat stuff out there. So, all right. History moment today. Melissa did send in a history moment. We're going to talk about that in the second hour. And also, just to let you know what kind of history we got going on today, we're going to focus a whole lot on where basically history began in our county, and it came through San Elizario, and it came through a guy named Al Borrego. Al, did you create that history? No.
No, I didn't quite create it.
But you found it.
I found some history. Yeah, I did find some extra history.
Hey, good for you, because you're the guy in San Elizario that we go to talk about the history in San Elizario. Are you currently still an officer of the Genealogy and Historical Society of San Elizario?
Yeah, I'm the president of the organization.
Fair enough. And I think, I don't know if this lady's a board member or not, but we'll talk to her. Her name is Martha Vera. And you're also consul of Spain, Martha. Is that true?
That's true. And Jackson, you know what? You need to change your opening to, this is the birthplace of U.S. history.
That's quite true. I mean, you know, there will be others who claim the other Spanish folks in Florida. But they didn't really do much over there. They had a tiny Camino Real, and I think it was mostly military. What we did here through El Paso, the guy named El Paso, Don Juan de Oñate, and he bled a trail that just turned out to be an amazing thing. So that's some of the history we talk about today. But, Al, one of the big things to ask you about, you have a bi-national history conference, and you moved it from April. You're doing it in September. Is that still happening?
It's still happening. We had to move it, of course, due to the COVID crisis, but we moved it over to next weekend, September 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Well, what do you expect on it? Give me a summary. We'll get to some of the details as the program evolves here. But you've got speakers. You've got people talking about stuff. Are you doing any events, or what's that like? Lunch break, I see here.
Yeah. What? You know, we did, due to the crisis, we dropped the festival part of the event.
Oh, okay.
And we're moving forward with just the conference portion, which We've got 19 speakers that'll be speaking at the event. It is a live event, and we will also be live streaming it.
Excellent.
On our SEGHS TV channel.
Excellent. You should do that because the stuff you put out down there needs to be shared. I'm glad to hear you doing that. Well, let's ask Martha a thing or two here. Martha, is this, you are the honorary council. Is that how to phrase that correctly?
That's correct. Honorary Council of Spain in El Paso. I serve 8 counties.
And what do you do? What do you do?
Well, I take care of Spanish citizens. And the way that we do this is to make sure that they have their passports up to date. If anyone should get into any trouble here, they can come to us.
Oh, okay.
If there are any emergencies, they come to us, and then we contact them to, you know, whatever embassies need to be contacted. So we're here as support for our Consul General, who is out of Houston.
Now, once upon a time, didn't Sheldon Hall have that office?
Yes, he did.
And
he had the office, and then Maria Angeles Gallardo, and I'm the third one.
Okay, so that's an interesting legacy right there. Those are important people that you're following. But what you've done also, in addition, just to let people know, you're now an author.
Yes, I am writing a book. I am translating Sor Maria's 5th volume of The Mystical City of God, and that should be available kind of at the end of fall, early winter, and her book is really amazing. We learned about Sor Maria de Jesus, who is considered the Lady in Blue here in the United States, and was thought to have evangelized the natives before the Franciscan Fathers actually did.
Interesting stuff. Now, that's, Al, that's part of your lecture series, isn't it?
Right.
And you're doing
part of the history.
But I mean, your lecture series on these subjects is an addition to your conference, right?
Right. That's a whole different event that'll happen tomorrow at the Los Portales Museum, and Martha will be definitely speaking at that event.
All right. So that's an additional thing you're doing, and now you've had to land on top of that with your San Elizario Genealogy Society annual bi-national history conference, and that where's Presidio Hall?
Presidio Hall is on Socorro Road. It's actually at 12339 Socorro Road. It's formerly known as Maya's Garden.
Oh, okay.
It's right here near the historic district.
So if somebody comes looking for it, you may have a sign up or two, I hope.
Yes, there will be signs up, that's for sure. And again, you'll see a big old chili truck there.
A chili truck. Oh, goodness gracious. Do they grow a lot of chilies in San Elizario now?
A lot of people do grow chili. That's part of the agricultural landscape of this area. But we do have a featured speaker. We cover part of our subject matter for the conference is gastronomy. So we do have a featured speaker coming in from Hatch, New Mexico, which is on the Camino Real.
Oh, yeah.
And they call her La Reina del Chile, and she'll be selling chili from there as well as speaking during the event.
La Llorona? You didn't say that, did you?
La Reina del Chile.
Okay, not La Llorona. Okay, never mind. That's something else.
No, that's a different one.
Yeah, that's
you're probably crying when you eat that chili.
you meet the other one, you're crying as well. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff you got going on in San Elizario because of the history that's occurred there. And you keep making history down there. Now, didn't you just recently create a sister city relationship with Juarez?
Yes, we.
Congratulations.
Part of our work on the Camino Real has been to create sister cities with cities and towns along the Camino Real. Juarez was our 9th city. We'll officially do the signing ceremony as well on Friday the 11th with the city of Juarez. The mayor will be here.
Oh, cool.
As well as the city of Valle de Allende in southern Chihuahua will become a sister city as well with San Elizario. We're already officially a sister city with Juarez. That was done last month. But the official international sister cities ceremony will happen on Friday with both cities.
The man talking there is Al Borrego. Also, we have Martha Vera here. And the two of you together are an interesting pair for history. And the idea, Martha, let's get back to some of the stuff you're going to put the details on.
You're speaking actually tomorrow. Is it 4 o'clock I see here?
Yeah.
Okay, and that location is at the Portales.
At the Portales. So I hope to see everyone there.
How many people is everyone? I mean, can you fit 900 people in that thing? No.
But we can fit
We can't fit 900, but we can definitely fit a bunch outside. And if we do have overflow, only because of the COVID guidelines, the CDC guidelines, if we don't have enough room inside, we'll place a monitor outside.
Excellent.
So people can actually still participate.
Well, you might consider doing that because I think you're going to have a crowded event. This is this subject, when we touched on it last spring when we had you guys on, or Martha anyway, talking about this, it was an amazing subject. Martha, give us an overview of what is going on here. You have a blue nun, and she was always physically in Spain, but we have Native Americans up and down Texas and New Mexico saying, oh, no, she was here. How did that work?
That's right.
By locating.
Well, Sotomayor has a very interesting story from early childhood. You know, her mother had a dream, and her parents were of Jewish descent. They had converted as children. So both parents are children, convert to Catholicism, are very, very devout. They have their children, the mother decides to convert their home into a convent.
Oh, boy.
So Maria is very young, and she wants to be a nun. But she also her mother gets the message that she needs to be a nun and that her husband and brothers need to be monks.
Oh, boy.
And priests. And, you know, in faith, because they were very faithful and they thanked God for everything that they had, that they gave their family to God in service. Of God. So she has grown up with this sense of mission and work for God. She saw angels at a very young age. In fact, when she became a nun after her novice part of her training, she began to levitate in church.
Oh, my goodness.
And it became such a controversy.
Wait a minute now. You're talking about the first ever flying nun that's been on record.
Probably.
Oh, I saw her TV show. Yeah.
Saint Francis of Assisi. We also had Saint Pius. So these were men that were levitating, and now we have Sor Maria de Jesus who is levitating. She does not know that she's doing this because she's in a trance. So she felt very embarrassed that some of the nuns would lift her. Her head covering so that they could see her, or her cape so that they could see her floating in the air, and people started making fun of her. You know, she talked to priests. Some of the priests had come in to examine her, and of course they said, you know, nobody can be around her. She needs to, you know, be praying by herself. And then she started asking to God to stop those. She called them exteriorities because she actually was in a trance of some sort. She called it ecstasy. Those stopped. But then after a while, she starts seeing God or Jesus, and he tells her, you know, I'm going to show you the world, and I'm going to show you some people that I want them to be in my family. So she sees, you know, she says that she sees, you know, night and day over the earth. She doesn't know how she gets here. But she starts to visit the new world, and she's still in her convent. So it's really interesting because she says that she appeared here over 500 times.
When you say new world, you mean New Mexico.
Well, remember, New Mexico is not actually the state of New Mexico. New Mexico is now everything that Don Juan de Oñate has called New Mexico.
But, I mean, the location is currently modern-day New Mexico in Texas.
Well, it's modern-day Arizona, Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
Oh, I had no idea she ranged so widely. That's cool.
Well, because what she writes in her book is that she appeared in Quivira. But it was not the Quivira of La Gran Quivira, that we know, it was the Quivira of Coronado, which was a huge expanse. In fact, she named tribes and kingdoms that, you know, we're actually looking for them right now.
Oh, but Martha, we got to put that on hold for a minute. I want to hear the rest of it. We got to take a break here. Martha Vetta is telling a story about the nun that got here but didn't come here. I don't know. You say bilocated. That's the term you're using, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She's in two places at the same time.
Oh, my. Al can do that. You can do that, Al, can't you?
Yeah, I can bilocate.
Yeah, I see. You're on the radio, and you're also in San Elizario. Al Borrego sitting there talking. We'll talk more about this. We got you guys for 2 hours. There's many a story left to discuss because there's a Binational History Conference coming up at the end of the week, basically, right? This coming week. And also, Martha talks tomorrow on this subject you're hearing now. So, good stuff. We'll hear more about that in a minute. We got to take a break here and come back and deal with this. You can call us if you like, and we'll put you on the radio. Or you can look at us on Facebook. The Facebook page is El Paso History Radio Show. We have had 9,136 people reached on the promo we put out. I didn't get that out till Thursday late. Normally, I put them out on Tuesday. 9,136 people looking at the promo for you guys. So there's probably a few folks out there listening. And in the meantime, you can call us. I've got an email up here. It's, what is that email? Yeah, here it is. EP History 690, which is the frequency here, the radio show. EP History 690 at gmail.com. Some people don't want to put on Facebook. But if you do, that's at that radio show page there. Or the phone number. And Andrew J. Polk will answer your phone. Thank you, Andrew, for being helpful in there. And that number is 915-544-KTSM. Back in a moment.
Our community has been losing out on its part of hundreds of millions of dollars for schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, and more. Now, in this 2020 census, only 62% of residents in our community have responded to the census so far. But there is still time. You have until September 30th to be counted and make a difference in your community. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to fill out the census today. And don't forget, by law, your responses are completely confidential and cannot be viewed or used against you. The city of Sequoia reminds you to fight for your future. Fill out your 2020 census today. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
From unlikely heroes to world-changing tragedies and powerful examples of the American spirit, there's a whole side of American history that's been pushed to the shadows.
Within a few short years, Radium's future grew to be the new bright and shiny object. But Marie's beautiful, glowing miracle had a darker side.
Get ready for a tour of American history unlike any other. Get ready for American Shadows. Find American Shadows on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Can Donald Trump really win and beat Joe Biden? Now, a new bestseller by conservative thinker David Horowitz says he can and reveals President Trump's real game plan. It's all in David Horowitz's Blitz. Despite the big media, Blitz predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election, and Mike Huckabee is urging everyone to read Blitz. It's already a New York Times bestseller for 7 weeks and a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump and his plan to fight back with a big surprise coming this October. Get Blitz at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Newsmax says Blitz is Trump's battle plan for the Armageddon of elections. Get Blitz today at 800-NEWSMAX and find out why.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Melissa is away back next week. We got a lot to talk about here. One thing is the McGoffin home. They're open. You got to call them up, make a reservation down there, 9 to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, 533-5147. McGoffin home is El Paso's only house museum, and it's also a Texas historic site. There's only two in El Paso County. Guess what the other one is? I know what it is because I've been here before. Do you know what it is, Andrew? Texas State Historic Site. Okay, I'll just tell you. It's Waco Tanks. That's the other one. Okay, let you know also, we do have a channel on YouTube. Take a look at stuff there. We got a series of ABC 7 stuff we did with Bernie Sargent. And that is, there are 20 pieces that ran up until June, the last batch. And you can pretty much get an overview of El Paso. The last group was all the missions, San Elizario Chapel, and also the Juarez mission. And that's the last four we did in June. A lot of interesting history going on here, and we chronicled quite a bit of it there. We've had cryptids as has subscribed on YouTube as of 9/1, and Jude Tapia also on YouTube subscribing there. Take a look at that. We have two channels there, well, actually one channel and two playlists. 120 some odd videos in the playlist. There's a dozen videos that I produced over time, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, Waco Tanks is one of them. Gunfights of the Old West, Mount Crystal Ray, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, Tom Lee's El Paso. All of those are now online for free to take a look at that, learn something about El Paso. And then the other list playlist is the one with the Channel 7 stuff. And there's a lot going on there. And it's an interesting history there that we have, and we might as well share it. Al, are you putting everything? Oh, wait a minute. One thing, Al, before you stand by, Al. Andrew is correct. I have something I've got to say. What is it? Okay. Brought to you, since we don't have it on the recorded open, we are brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future Census Campaign. Visit the 2020 Census Government, census.gov, or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census form. That's what you need to do to make them happy. Also, it makes a big deal in the census to be counted for a number of reasons. They state representatives are figured out by how many people live here, that kind of thing, and they don't know it unless you tell them. Al, did you tell them already? You told them you live here, didn't you?
Yeah, I told him a long time ago when I bilocated here.
You told him twice. Don't admit to that on the radio. Anyway, we do have an email out there. Somebody wants to send us one. It's ephistory690@gmail.com. I'm looking at it right now. I actually got a note from somebody in England on that. They must have heard the show and decided to contact me. So I had a guy named Tim in England caught me on that. Anyway, it's an interesting thing. You're also the same phone number, 544-5876. All right, we got Martha Vera and also Al Borrego, and the two of you cooking up history all the time. Didn't the two of you take a trip over to Spain together and look around looking into stuff?
We did. It was actually Al, my husband, and I went to Agadeba, Spain. Actually went to a lot of places in Spain, but most of what we wanted to do was research Sor Maria de Jesus de Agadeba. We wanted to see her glass crypt, her body lies in state, and it's incorruptible.
What does that mean?
It means that she has not decomposed the way normal bodies decompose.
Oh, dear.
And so she was actually, an application for her beatification was sent to the Vatican in 1680. It has not happened. She has not become a saint yet. She is called venerable because she was a very holy woman. But we went there to see what was happening with Sor Maria de Jesus de Agreda.
Agreda. Spell Agreda for us. Say.
Agreda. Spell
that.
3.5 miles northeast of Madrid.
Spell that name.
A, with an accent over the A, G-R-E, D as in dog, A.
So somebody wants to look it up, they can go there. I presume there's information there.
Yes, and I encourage anyone that goes to Spain to visit this convent.
Oh, God.
It's quite amazing.
Al, what did you say?
I said great pictures.
Well, pictures out that site, too. Well, that's an amazing thing to figure out. Now, Martha, we got to take one more quick break here, but you're also writing a book about this, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm translating her book, the fifth volume of The Mystical City of God.
Oh, my.
Which is letters from Sor Maria, some of her writings, other priests, and the questions from the Inquisition, because the Inquisition visited her later in her life, because they just thought that she probably was a little on the demonic side because all of these things were happening to her.
A spooky nun. Watch out for the spooky nun.
So they actually found her to be a very holy person.
Oh, that's cool.
But she was almost burned at the stake, and
you know
that was the plan.
I bet that wouldn't have worked.
No.
She would have floated out of there, man. Interesting. This is amazing to realize. Al, I mean, this was like 1620-something, wasn't it, when she was talking to people in America?
Yes, there's quite a bit of a span there.
So how long did that run?
It ran 3 years. So she says that it ran 3 years.
Wow.
By the time Father Benavides, so Father Alonso de Benavides is the custodian in La Custodia de San Pablo, which was this whole area that was taken care of by the Franciscans. And he was the priest in charge of the mission in Isleta Pueblo, outside what is now Albuquerque.
Isleta with an I up there, yeah.
Yes, it starts with an I. It's still there, and people can go and see the story of Sor Maria de Jesus de Agreda.
That story did not translate to Isleta del Sur, did it?
It actually did, because Isleta del Norte were Isleta del Sur are descendants of those people.
Of course, yeah, but I mean, I never.
And so she appeared to their grandparents, their great 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 grandparents.
Oh my goodness!
And so they are part of the story. You know, Al and I went and learned all of this beautiful history. We brought back some books, and in fact, this is one of the books that I'm translating.
Cool.
I later went back because a friend of mine, Cindy Jordan, had written a musical about the Lady in Blue. I translated it for her and sang it there in Agreda, Madrid, Toledo, and Rome. So it's a very beautiful piece, and she is continuing to do great work with musical theater about Sor Maria's life.
Oh, my. And, you know, one of these shows, we're going to have to get you to sing something for us. Can you do that?
I will, and maybe we should get Cindy Jordan there. But you know what is so exciting about what happened here? Al and I were really slammed by this person who was saying, what are you guys doing studying Sor Maria de Jesus? She had nothing to do with the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
Oh, come on.
Well, now I have proof, and I want to read it and prove it to you on your channel.
Oh, boy. After this break, we're going to have a breaking news event from 1680 or so, right?
1631.
Breaking news from 1631, right after this bunch of commercials. Al, this is cool stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We had to go over there just to make sure it was really... that's why I wanted to go before started talking about it. I wanted to make sure it was what it was, and it is what it is.
And didn't you take the governor, the Tig, was with you? He went with you, right?
Yeah.
Carlos?
He went with me.
Carlos Issa.
Yes, Carlos Issa went with us. as well as his wife, with Cindy Jordan and Fagner Rocha, who is the concert violinist.
Oh, what a crew.
Concert.
Listen to that lineup.
Carlos actually got to meet the descendant of Don Juan de Oñate.
Oh, my God. This is too much history.
At the Madrid concert, I was totally shocked about.
Oh, that's way cool. Cool history here we're talking about. And most of this focuses on the original location of San Elizario. It spreads out north all over what is now the United States and New Mexico. Very interesting stuff. We're going to talk more about this. We got to take a break here. Come back in a minute. I am looking. Oh, I see somebody has put something on to ephistory690@gmail.com. Also, the phone number 544-KTSM. We shall return in a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds, and I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
News Nation is on every night, 8-7 Central on WGN America. News without opinions, so you can form your own. In primetime, 7 nights a week. News Nation. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle & Associates Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-679-2309, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-679-2309 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-679-2309. That's 800-679-2309. 800-679-2309.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here talking about a lot of things, including specifically, we have got a bell to deal with. And Andrew, go ahead and hit the bell there.
That's the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census campaign. They're fighting out there, and they want you to visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the census form, especially if you're in Socorro, because they're the ones telling us to do this. A couple of things to let you know is El Paso Archaeological Society, while they're not open doing lectures like they normally do, they do have a really, really nice newsletter. They have horticulture and village life in the El Paso region, AD 1 to 1200. They've got that rundown there on their newsletter. So if you want to get involved in these people, epas.com. Also, ring up the president. Let's see who this is. Peter Condon. Call him up. Ring up his cell phone, looks like. 491-2363 and say, the radio show sent me. 491-2363. Also, Mark Calamia is the first vice president on that. And you can get a hold of them. These guys, Mark Calamia at nps.gov. He's an employee down there. The Chamisan. Anyway, 491-2363. But the stories that they tell in here, it's archaeology of the area, of the history, and they've got a rundown in clay. This is pre-Columbian pottery from the Southwest. This is probably stuff I haven't read it completely. Paleo-Americans in Texas, and just all kinds of neat stuff. Brian Kanoff is the editor. There he is. And so this is a neat little newsletter. Take a look at that if you can. When they get a chance, I know darn well they're going to have their lectures back again because it's a good crowd to work with. Also, there was somebody who wanted to see about DVDs. We really don't sell DVDs anymore, but they have them at Pepe's in Canutillo. Lorena, talk to her nice. What they also have out there that is easy to get are these big posters we made from various scenes at the smelter. And we got the big stack coming down, one of the best high-resolution pictures you can find. Also, there's a really cool one. There was a guy named Robinson, and he was up on top of the whole thing in a paraglider. He has video. He had still pictures. He's got one where the first stack is halfway falling, the second stack, the big one's blown, and there's a smoke ring coming out the top. That is an incredible picture. And you can buy that at Pepe's there in Canutillo. Okay, enough commercialism here. Al, you got any commercialism? You going to tell us about this conference.
Yeah, we've got a lot to say about the conference.
Please do. Start up.
It's a three-day thing. You know, it's going to be the 11th, 12th, and 13th. The 11th and 12th is live there at the Presidio Hall in San Elizario, following CDC guidelines, of course. We will be live streaming it as well. We've got 19 speakers for the event. It's going to be a good one. We cover the whole Camino Real, five basic subjects. It'll be a nice event, and like I said, we're following CDC guidelines for the people that are present there for their safety and ours.
Well, where do you stream it? How can somebody find it? That's this Thursday and Friday coming up next week.
Yeah, what you can do is you can go to sanelisadiohistory.com and /SEGHSTV, and that'll get you there.
Okay.
Or you can get on our Facebook page. We'll have direct links. You can get on YouTube and just type in there, SEGHSTV, and it'll take you there as well. Or just give me a call, and I'll tell you exactly how to get you there and send you a text.
You want to throw a number out? Since you mentioned the phone, I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, 915-566-681.
Okay, you kind of garbled there digitally. Say that again.
526-7681.
That's Big Al. Okay. Cool stuff here because you have come of age in the electronic world. That is fabulous. That's what needs to happen because people now, they will go online looking for stuff. That's why we put up the YouTube channel, EP History TV, and that's why we did the stuff on ABC 7. And I got over 120 videos up there from various things. So you're going to have a similar thing on YouTube where you're archiving all this?
Yes, it's already on there. We do have a YouTube channel now.
Excellent. So that'll be good. And what's the YouTube link? It's youtube.com/...
S-E-G-H-S-V.
V?
TV, yeah.
S-E-G-H-S-TV. TV, good for you. Well, that's great to know. Okay, no, that's fabulous because people need to find out what the history is in our county and in our region here, and what you're doing is a fabulous thing to put that stuff out there. By the way, Martha, we had left you off in some part of the story. Where were we?
Oh, we were talking about Sor Maria on the Camino Real, de Sierra Adentro.
And the fact that you can prove she was here, but not here, whatever.
Right. So we were talking about Father Benavides, and he decides to go to Spain to find this nun because there were thousands of natives that arrived at the mission saying they wanted to be baptized.
Oh, my God.
So then they said, you know, like, who sent you here? And they found that they were very well catechized. They were ready for baptism, and they told them that a lady in blue, and I don't know what their word was because I'm sure they didn't have the word lady, but it was probably woman in blue, had taught them about Jesus, had taught them about God, and they wanted to be in his family. So they start baptizing them, and these natives ask them to go to their pueblos or their little towns to baptize their community. So Father Benavides sends the priest out, and then he said, you know, I've got to meet this lady. So he goes to Spain and goes and talks to King Felipe IV and says, you know, do you know this lady? He said, no, I don't. I've never heard of her. And the way that Father Benavides found out was because Sor Maria was being confessed on a daily, daily, so that the priest knew exactly what she was seeing and doing, except while she was in a trance, because many times she was in a trance for a week, sometimes for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes. And so she would tell them that she would see these people, and she would talk to them and teach them. She took rosary. She brought rosaries to the New World and gave it to them, and she says, I don't know, I never saw the rosaries again.
Wow.
So she instructs them on how they're supposed to go and see the priest. And so they're carrying crosses with flowers or twigs or crosses that they had made so that the priest would know they were friendly. And so, you know, he tells the king all of this. The king also wants to meet her. Now, in the meantime, he also tells his superior, and they said, okay, I know Sor Maria. I have examined her on all issues of her spirit, and I think she is a holy person. You must ask her to tell you in detail through obedience, because she did not want to let anybody know what was going on. So obedience was a key word that they were using with her, and she was very obedient. So she starts to tell Father Benavides. And here is, are you ready for this?
I'm sitting down. Go ahead.
Sit down, because this is what Father Benavides writes back to his superior and all of the priests of the custodia. And this is Father Alonso Benavides. Fathers of my soul, I do not know what signifies the impulses and great strength of my spirit. When this holy soul told me that she had assisted with me at the baptism of the Piros, and she recognized that she had seen me there, in the same way she assisted the happy Father Fray Cristobal de Quiros at some baptism, giving the true signs of his person and faith.
Amazing.
So she was here. They baptized the Piros.
Wow.
Father Benavides came along the Camino Real to Socorro area.
That's big stuff there. This is in the book you're writing, right?
Yes.
And it's
in the book.
And are you going to cover this in detail tomorrow afternoon at the Portales in San Elizario in a lecture?
Yes.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Get some extra chairs, Al. She's gonna fill up the whole patio out there. Jeezy peasy.
We'll be ready.
Okay, good for you. We're talking Al Borrego and Martha Vera. We got to take one more break, come back, finish up this hour, and we're going to hold you guys over through noonish and talk more about San Elizario history and this conference, because you got a whole bunch of stuff coming up we haven't talked about yet. How do we deal with this? This is ephistory690@gmail.com. I'm looking at that. And also Facebook, that's the Facebook page on facebook.com is El Paso History Radio Show. And then one more thing you can do is ringy-dingy us at 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Can Donald Trump really beat Joe Biden? Now, Blitz, a new bestseller by David Horowitz, reveals President Trump's real game plan. Blitz even predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Get Blitz or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get Blitz today.
This Labor Day weekend by making a plan to get home safe so you don't end up with a DWI. Plan while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
The new podcast, Racket, Inside the Gold Club, tells the story of an infamous strip club in Atlanta. In 2001, the club was put on trial with charges of prostitution, extortion, credit card fraud, racketeering, and an affiliation with the mob. I'm journalist Christina Lee, and I'll be taking you behind the scenes of the Gold Club scandal. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find Racket on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 2020 election is being called our most important in years. From now till Election Day on November 3rd, iHeartRadio is turning over the airwaves on our radio stations, our podcasts, and even the iHeartRadio app to give you the opportunity to answer one simple question. Why I'm voting.
This is Dan and Shay. As citizens, it's our responsibility to actively exercise our right to vote.
To share why you're voting this November, go to iHeartRadio.com/vote. Why I'm voting. The countdown to Election Day. Your vote is your voice.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 campaign. There they are fighting for it, and that's a census deal. Go on to visit census, 2020census.gov, or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 census. Interesting stuff here. Now, we got some interesting sponsors on this show. The only one I haven't hassled yet is Ray Baca, and he is with Monterey Asset Management. Do either of you know Ray Baca? Martha or Al?
No,
I don't.
Okay, he's the guy in one of those commercials for a cleaners, and he's the guy walking in. I guess he knows him, and he's making a cameo, and he walks in, he picks up his laundry, and he leaves. He never pays for it. So, I mean, that's just my old high school buddy, Ray. Enough of this nonsense. We got to we get at him when we can. But we got to talking right now here about the San Elizario history. And you, when I'll explain what you mean when you say you got a five-part Oñate explanation. Or what are you talking about?
It's five different subjects that we're covering. You know, we're covering the Paso del Norte, which is Juarez, and what they're doing. Gastronomy along the Camino from Mexico City all the way to Okeowengue.
That means food.
Kind of the way the food got here, yeah. You know, we'll have a speaker on pecans. We'll have a speaker on the chili guy that comes from a winery in Chihuahua.
Yes, we need wine.
We got a lady from northern New Mexico that's contributing to the book that we're putting together, a binational book on the gastronomy, which includes recipes and history on the gastronomy. She'll be speaking. We're also talking about the World Heritage UNESCO thing. It's a 10-year anniversary in Mexico. We're talking about the tribes on the Camino Real and, of course, connections, the sister city connections on the Camino, and anything else we can stick in there, you know. But we've got, like I said, 19 speakers that will be at the event.
And you're going to cut the Los Pistoleros loose again, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll also be doing one of our Billy the Kid reenactments.
Oh my!
With the San Elizario.
And just make sure that Sanchez gang doesn't use live ammo. They lose people quickly with that. Got to be blanks, Vicente, when you're out there shooting people.
Vince uses blanks.
Even better. That's a cool thing. And Martha, you want to stick around next hour and talk more? We don't want to give away your entire lecture, do we?
No, I mean I'm talking a little bit about this, but on the next lecture, maybe we can talk about one of my friends who has written a book about La Custodia de San Pablo. And he and I are doing some research on some of these native kingdoms or nations and tribes that Sor Maria mentions in her book.
Excellent. We'll get to that second hour. Al Borrego sitting there, along with Martha Vera Jackson here. Melissa's on assignment, although she's putting stuff on Facebook. Go to our El Paso History Radio Show page, and she's got the festival and the binational conference listed there. Take a look at the details. See you next hour. Don't go away. Back in a minute.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.